QHV.
Q4, I think it was QHB. Send 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Just leaving the post office. Good morning.
My name is Nick, and I'm located in Pendleton. Oh boy, the post office.
You're a little scratchy. I didn't hear what you said about the post office, but, we just ran to Aldi's grocery store and headed back home, me and the wife. And it's a cloudy, old, gloomy day, but leastwise it isn't too cold. It's pretty chilly out there, though, unless you got a jacket on.
Turned the heat on in the old ham shack today.
My wife just reminded me she wants to go to Ingles grocery store, too, so I guess that's the next stop down the line. Lots of traffic out here today, 59 degrees.
Up par for the course there, having to go to a second grocery store after an Aldi's trip. Seems like that's something the wife and I are always doing as well. Glad it's only 59 degrees out there. Could be colder. I think we're supposed to get some colder weather this weekend. Might be dipping below freezing point there. Might want to cover up some of your flowers if you have any.
And some we brought in that we just bought that were in vases, or pots, I guess you would say. And I bought a couple of tomato plants at Aldi's there yesterday. And we was at the other store in Taylor's that we always go to and got our big amount of groceries. But she wanted to check this Aldi's here because we had to go to the post office and see if they had any of the hamburger they had on sale. She likes to make homemade summer sausage with it, and she likes the kind for summer sausage that's 70-some percent and 30-some percent rather than the real high concentration of beef. And they had it on sale for how much? $2.39 a pound? Both stores were sold out immediately. That's not a big surprise. But at any rate, we love our Aldi store here. That's probably 90% of our grocery shopping, Nick. How far is Pendleton from down here in Greer? I don't even know where it's at. I've heard the town. But we were originally from Kansas about 15 years ago, so we're a little slow.
Pendleton's going to be right beside Clemson there. I'd say it's probably about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on where in Greer you live. If you're closer to Greenville, it's a little bit closer for us.
Oh, thanks for that information. Yeah, I should know, but I don't pay much attention. I just dial it in on the GPS. I'm 76 years old and go. And as little as possible with the traffic nowadays. Well, you got a great signal concerning where you're coming in from. Almost full quieting down there, Nick. Are you a college person or just a working person?
Signal's coming in nice and strong. I'm putting out about 67 watts or so with a beam antenna pointed right at the repeater. I'm a working man. You know, I do design for a living, mostly of the mechanical nature, for a guy that runs a weld shop up in Westminster, South Carolina. Me and him basically started that business about 8 years ago in his basement. Now we got a weld shop, employ about 6 to 8, depending on how much we got, but 6 to 8 full-time guys over there, and we got an intern from high school, and it's all looking uppity up for us.
Congratulations. Well, both of our kids here are, I'm an old electrician and electronic technician, industrial, mostly machine shop, all my life. I worked 50 years or so, and one of them's an engineer at General Electric, and the other one's an engineer at a machine shop someplace here, and both of them do quite well. Scotty, my son-in-law, he graduated from Ohio State, and he has a master's in mechanical engineering, so he's a pretty smart cookie. And my daughter, she just juggles money for General Electric, is what I call it anymore. Sits there looking at Excel charts all day long. But it pays well.
Dropped down to about 22 watts now just to test out this signal strength. Yeah, I've done some work for GE. Some of those engineers out there would call it Generous Electric. But it's always been a real pleasure working with them. Worked with a few of their research scientists up at the Global Research Center in Nagoya, New York. And I've done some work with the power guys and also the turbine development guys. It's been a good time working with them. It's been a good relationship.
With no change in your signal, Nick. Yes, I know quite a few of the engineers, and some of them on here are retired engineers. For example, NY4G Ariel's retired from the turbine section, and he was one of their chief engineers in the hot section of the turbines. And I know there's a lot of high-tech metallurgy in that. And he's retired now, and his wife's retired now, and great people, smart, put it that way. And they live north of us. We're up here between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, if you know where that's at, 14 miles northeast of downtown Greenville.
It's closer to about maybe an hour away from where we are over here. About how long does it take you to get to the university, if you know where that is?
We've been down there. Trying to park here. This is going to be fun. Hang on a second. And these handicapped parking places are definitely handicapped, I'll tell you for sure. They don't know how to park and stop before I run into a post, Nick. flown down over and circled the stadium and the university with a friend up here. You know, 172, and over Clemson, but haven't really been into Clemson, so I don't know how far it is down there. It's down by Hartwell, so 100 miles.
I was just thinking about that, 100 miles. I think that's probably maybe a round trip. I don't know, it seems like I got a friend that lives in Greer, and it takes me about 45, 50 minutes to get up there. We basically just scoot up I-85. I'm about 15 minutes from I-85, exit 19B.
Well, you're more accurate than I am. I was thinking about driving down to HRO to Atlanta one of these days again. I hate to even think about driving into Atlanta, but I think it's 148 miles or so. We go down to that big sewing sale down there. My wife likes to sew at Williamson now and then. It's a pretty good little jaunt. And we went past that exit there last week when I was going to the Veterans Administration Podiatry Clinic in Anderson. I'm just not crazy about driving on I-85.
85 is a nightmare.
We go during the retired time from 10 o'clock to about 2 o'clock. And there's enough idiots out there then. They walk among us, and they definitely drive among us down here.
Anywhere has ever wrote home about how good the fellow drivers on the road are.
I report one time, and I'm not picking on South Carolinians, but I'm just telling you what I saw. And it's been a few years ago. But we were like, what was it, number two, Bernice? Somewhere up in the top 10 of the worst drivers in the United States. I believe that. I have people cut in front of me with less than a car link, it seems like, at times. And I have to slam on the brake to keep from hitting them. And a guy did that in front of us going to Anderson a couple times ago in a Land Rover, and he almost flipped that Land Rover over. It was oscillating left and right because he switched in front of us, and he seen the car in front of us wasn't going fast enough, and so he switched into the other lane. About that time, that guy hit the brakes, and everybody was running about 70 to 80 miles an hour, of course. That would have been a mess.
One of the worst places to drive around here is is in Seneca. I know there's two intersections in Seneca that the police have told me there's at least one crash at each intersection every day. And those people are kind of crazy.
Unfortunately, I'd have to say so are the guys that want to be police officers anymore. The low respect that our officers gets from some people is incredible. You know, especially in these bigger cities, you know, anyone would want to be in that. It's a terrible situation nowadays. You know, especially looking at it from the viewpoint of, hey, we've been around 76 years and I've seen the changes, and it sure ain't for the good. Anyways, Nick, I really enjoyed talking to you. The pleasure's all mine, and we'll catch you down the line sometime. I'm sitting here probably feeding the Arab oil supply in front of Ingles, and the wife's waiting on me. Take care, Nick, and have a nice day. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Keep up the good work and paying our Social Security there. This is N0TR Clerk.
It's a pleasure talking with you as well. I appreciate your time, and I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy Ingles. That's one of my favorite grocery stores. And this is KQ4QHV. Clear.
KQ4NHB, Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, calling the truckers looking for Clemson a while ago. Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, standing by for the trucker that was looking for directions to Clemson a few minutes ago. Negative response, KQ4NHB signing off.
KQ4QHV monitoring.